Pennsylvanians love their beer. The Brewers Association says that in 2017, more barrels of craft beer were brewed in Pennsylvania than in any other state in the U.S. But it's not just businesses who are turning out tasty micro brews. As WPSU's Christine Allen reports, local home brewers are getting into the act, too.
I'm just getting the water ready.
Brent Baskin is in his garage in Port Matilda on a Saturday morning. Sunlight is pouring in through the open door, gleaming off a couple of huge metal pots.
So where are you in the process right now?
I am getting the water ready to add to the mash tun with the grain.
The mash tun is a tall pot with a gauge on the front.
We want to get this water to exactly 163.5 degrees.
And a half?
Yes, we're shooting for very precise numbers here.
On a long table next to the mash tun, there are clear plastic bags of different colored grains and a little book of notes Baskin has written. He consults the notes from time to time to make sure he's doing everything right.
When you first start out, a lot of times you're just kind of following recipes that people have online, and as you start to experiment more, you just start extrapolating. You figure out, you know, what flavors work well together, what definitely doesn't work well together, and then you know, you just kind of get a handle on it as you go.
The recipe Baskin is brewing now for the first time is his own creation.
And the one in particular I'm doing is I'm trying to model it after a s'mores.
Yes, s'mores, that traditional campfire snack of toasted marshmallows, chocolate, and graham crackers.
With smoky, kind of chocolatey flavors. So I have some chocolate malt here, English brown malt, which is typically responsible for toasty and kind of coffee-ish sort of flavors. I have flaked oats, which are going to add body to it. And then just to kind of, you know, hit the nail on the head with the s'mores, I have some cherry wood smoked malt.
Baskin measures out each of the ingredients, and then it's time to mill them and mix them with water in the mash tun.
The term for the water and the grains all mixed together is called the mash. And as far as ton, I have no idea what that means, so.
It smells like something baking, like
yes.
Bread?
Yeah, it's a lot of those type of aromas.
It smells like very dark bread to
yes.
me, sort of almost chocolatey pumpernickel.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's where I get one of the perks of my job, tasting one of the already brewed beers Baskin has on tap in his garage.
So this one is an American stout, which is similar to what we're brewing today, but a lot more hops in it. So we got some kind of piney hops that pair really well with like the dark chocolate type of flavors.
This marks the earliest in the morning I have consumed beer ever in my life. Oh, that's really good. The complexity and the freshness is so beyond, you know, what you can get in a store.
So how did this young brewer get started?
I started brewing when I was 21, right when I turned legal.
Baskin was inspired by a small brewery in his parents' hometown of Perkasie, Pennsylvania.
And we went there, sampled a whole bunch of different stuff, dark beers, light beers, hoppy beers, and I just fell in love with it.
Baskin says he's always been into cooking, trying to replicate the dishes he's had at home. And he wanted to do the same with beer.
So how many different kinds of beers have you made?
I would say 30 to 40 different styles of beer.
So who drinks all of the beer that Baskin brews?
My girlfriend and I are both huge beer fans. My one neighbor is also a big beer fan, so I take stuff over to him in exchange for mowing my lawn every once in a while.
And he says the State College Homebrew Club is glad to help him drink what he brews and give him some pointers.
It's just a very cool learning experience, and I've gotten much, much better at brewing since I started doing that.
Standards of all the beers that you'll be drinking tonight are over at the table here.
Baskin joined his colleagues in the State College Homebrew Club Tuesday night for a special public tasting event in the attic of the State Theater in State College. Several beers were poured for the audience as they listened to talks on porters and stout, complete with elaborate charts and graphs. As the audience mingled, club member Phil Gowling of State College, who's originally from the UK, says the homebrew club has grown dramatically in recent years.
Breweries in Pennsylvania grew 300% in number in the last 6 years. How much do you think the club has grown in that time?
probably about the same, I would guess, going by our numbers. So we started at 75 online members back in 2014, and we're over 300 now.
Brent Baskin was at the Homebrew Club event too, and he had some exciting news about a competition he entered. His double IPA won a prize in the State College Homebrew Open competition.
My beer took the Brewer's Choice Award, which was judged by the brewers at Robin Hood, and selected to be brewed on their commercial system.
So Baskin will have his moment in the big leagues this summer when you'll be able to get his brew called Regular Cat on tap at Home D Pizzeria and Robin Hood Brewing Company in State College. Wishing you good beer on this St. Patrick's Day weekend, I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.